Republican Senator Margaret Dayton is chair of the Senate Rules Committee. She and seven other senators who make up the group hold a lot of power.
The Rules Committee is part of the sifting process. The Rules Committee determines what bills should be given time in a committee, what bills deserve time of the legislators to discuss in committee.
Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero is one lawmaker who currently has three bills tied up in rules, and he wants to know why.
One is a co-parent adoption bill, which was actually heard last year. It did get a committee hearing, and so I was very optimistic that that would be heard. Rebecca Chavez-Houck has that same bill in the House, and so neither one of us have been able to have our bills heard on that issue.
His other two deal with open caucus meetings and more liquor licenses in the state. Romero says his complaint is not with his own legislation being held up. It's with a system he feels is too closed off to certain ideas.
Bills that are brought by Democrats in particular that rely on the good nature of our Republican colleagues to put them on the agenda should be given very strong consideration, because we don't control those committees, and because we're not just raising pieces of legislation because we think they're neat. We're raising them because we think they're an important public policy.
When asked about some of the concerns with which bills are being held up in rules, Dayton told KCPW that when there are multiple bills on the same topic, the committee will usually only pass out two or three that have the most history and input. As for Romero's concerns, she says he has no reason to be upset.
There has been a proposal made to have some of his bills lifted from rules and put to committees, and there are not the votes in the Rules Committee to get them moved out. Whether or not he has a reason to be upset, I guess, is his call on how he feels about the process. His bills have been treated like everybody else's.
The Senate Rules Committee is made up of two Democrats and six Republicans. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.